Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. This Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Welkman, original founding member of our Brain Trust. 18 years now she's been hanging out with us and sharing her information, her perspectives and wisdom with us about small business taxes. And Barbara, thanks again for 18 great years. We appreciate you very much.
Oh, I appreciate you and all that you do for small business.
Well, it's a labor of love for both of us, isn't it?
And, you betcha.
So we were talking about unrelated business income tax, an opportunity for you to use your retirement plans to fund your business. A lot of flexibility there, a lot of opportunity, a lot of different ways you can do it, but also some landmines that you got to watch out for. Right, Barbara?
Yeah, you got the big landmines. While the money is there and it's very tempting because you have all that money sitting in your retirement plan, you got the three big downsides. You got, first of all, paying unrelated business income tax, which is probably a higher tax on the profits than you'd pay personally.
Mm-hmm.
You have the risk of prohibited transactions, which could result in taxable income penalties.
If you borrowed money that potentially, in a way that potentially put that trust money in the retirement at risk.
Or even other kinds of transactions, setting compensation and
other.
Yeah, real dangerous. And the third, of course, is that you risk your retirement nest egg. That if the business fails, you have no business and no retirement plan.
Well, yeah, and if it fails, is in the case like that, wouldn't that trigger a taxable event and a penalty if the business failed and you lost that money?
Well, not really.
Wouldn't that be tantamount to a distribution to them?
No, not really. It would just be the business losing.
Okay.
Like it would lose on any publicly traded stock.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, but if it doesn't fail, you've got a distribution expectation requirement, right? That you've got to, I'm not sure what they all are, but say 5% a year.
It's based on your age when
right.
you start taking distributions.
If you got 70
and a half, and
70
go.
And a half, you're required to distribute.
Yeah, or pay a 50% penalty for not taking the right amount out.
But what if the business doesn't have the money to make that distribution?
Well, there you go.
So that's another thing to put on the con side of your balance sheet, right?
I don't know. In case anybody can't tell from what I'm talking about, this is a really while tempting, it's something
it's fraught with peril, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, folks, just think about this, and so one of the things to think about, Barbara, is what are your alternatives? Why would you do this? The reason you would get access to that money, part of it would be maybe you weren't bankable. You couldn't get the right kind of lending, the right kind of money that you wanted from a bank. And so what that means is maybe you've got to pay a little more and borrow the money from a crowdfunding entity.
Well,
and I know you don't want to do that, Barbara. I know people don't want to do that. But when you compare that cost to the potential cost of making a mistake with your IRA and your 401k, it might be cheap.
It might be cheap, and now that we have the opportunity, or it's going to start working soon with equity crowdfunding, you're going to give away part of the ownership, but it won't impact your cash flow.
Let's switch horses just for a minute, now that you brought that up, as we wrap things up. I still think equity crowdfunding is going to be a tiny, tiny blip on the radar screen, effectively. I don't think it's going to be any kind of a silver bullet for small businesses.
No, I don't either, because there are so many restrictions and so many unknowns. And once you get if I were an investor, what do you do with the stuff
And the disparity in exit strategies,
expectations. Precisely, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the big deal.
Yeah, But you know what? I think come down the road, they're going to develop secondary exchanges.
Probably so.
It'll work, but
I've always said, we need something like that for small businesses. Very last thoughts, Barbara, remind us, coming up in a couple of weeks.
Taxes. You self-employed people, pay your first installment of estimated taxes by April 18th, regardless of where you
are. And get your return in, your personal.
Or your extension,
one or the other. It's easy to do. You can do it all online, folks, so no excuses. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Great job today. Come back soon.
Pleasure.
BarbaraWeltman.com, WELTMAN, folks. Go to that website and check it out. Get her daily tip. She'll send it to you every day. I get one every day. I live by them. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.